Good evening, everyone. It's 18:30, so I'll make a start. Can I start by saying that are they coming in now? Yeah. Welcome, Councillor Walker. Can you hear us? Councillor Walker, can you hear us? Yeah, can you hear us, Councillor Walker?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Paul. And then if you want to go back onto mute in case that's it. That's fine. So, welcome, everyone. Coming in, so I'm going to start. So welcome everyone to the first cabinet meeting of this new administration. Just for information, it's probably Councillor Fletcher and myself. It's probably been 9 years from when we had a year of forming a cabinet, and then a long time before that. For most of the rest of you councillors, this will be a new experience. So I hope you enjoy it going forward. It's very, very meaningful and very important. So I'll get to the agenda. Item one is to receive any apologies. I don't think we have any. Everyone is here. Item two, any declarations of interest? No? Okay. Item three is to approve as a correct record the public minutes of the last meeting of the Cabinet held on the 16th of April 2023. Yeah. Now, obviously, we've got a little technical problem there because I can't ask us to approve them as a correct record since none of us were here. So can I ask us as the Cabinet to note the minutes of this meeting? And I'm sure the officers will check the recording and confirm that they are a true record. So can we note them, please? Show of hands. Thank you for that. Just to let those know on Zoom that because this is an official meeting of the council, that you can't actually vote on Zoom. Okay. To consider any urgent business brought forward. Andrea, I'm not aware of any. No? We come on to the main body of the reports. Item five is the scrutiny review of the White Ribbon campaign. Ordinarily, the relevant chair of that scrutiny review group would come to Cabinet and present this, but they are no longer a member of the council, so we have another problem. These problems will obviously go away for the next meeting. But so I'm just going to ask Mike if you'll just give us a brief overview, bearing in mind these all of these items have been to the pre-cabinet and have been through both political groups. Mike.
Yes, thank you, Chair. The report that you have is indeed a look at the White Ribbon campaign that was based around looking at violence against women and girls and what we tangibly could do as East Staffordshire Borough Council. And as you can see from the report, there was a good deal of debate about what potentially could be done to tackle violence against women and girls. And subsequently, the recommendation was that we as East Staffordshire Borough Council should become a White Ribbon accredited organisation.
Thank you. We have considered this in great depth. I'm happy to move that recommendation that Mike has just read out. Is that seconded? Show of hands, all those in favour? That's carried, thank you. Okay, I'll now move on to item six that we've seen before also, which is the apprenticeship update report, and the Chief Executive is just going to introduce it.
Thank you, Leader. In Linda McDonald's absence, I'll give a quick overview of the report for your information. As the report states, we are required to report our progress against a national target to employ an average of 2.3% of our headcount as new apprentice starts. The target, this target ended in April 2022, but we are still required to report up to March 2023. As at March 2023, with a headcount of 250, our outturn was four apprenticeships, from existing staff continuing in their development and career at East Staffordshire Borough Council. This represented 1.6% in terms of meeting the target. Unfortunately, of the 25 new starter roles available during this period, none of these were suitable to be advertised as apprenticeships. Para 4.4 also lists the type of apprenticeship qualification pursued, and elsewhere the report lists our successes, including a regional celebration of individual. Generation teams, so hopefully we will be employing apprenticeships moving forward. So, Leader, happy to take questions on the report in Linda's absence.
Any questions? Say we have seen it all before. This report is just to note. Can I move that we note that report? All those in favour? Thank you. Moving on to item seven, which we have seen also before, the revenue and capital outturn report, final outturn. Lisa, do you just want a brief presentation, please?
Okay, yeah. So this report covers the draft outturn position for the 22-23 financial year. In terms of the revenue budget, this is summarised at section four, and overall it is a positive position despite ongoing pressures from the pandemic and the current economic conditions. These have been temporarily offset by increased investment income and recycling income, resulting in an overall net windfall underspend of 0.564 million for the year. The report recommends setting this aside to mitigate the ongoing risks associated with supported housing claims and disputes that have been previously reported throughout the year. A full schedule of the significant variances is outlined at paragraphs 4.2 and 4.3 of the report. And Appendix 9 sets out a small number of carry forwards for Cabinet approval, totaling 130,000. And then at paragraph 4.6, there are sums totaling 238,000, again, which it is recommended that Cabinet approve carrying forward for allocation during the course of 23-24 as part of the development of the MTFS for 24-25 to support priorities within a forthcoming revised corporate plan. Section 5 covers treasury management activities and outlines that overall our treasury management activities have been in line with the approved treasury management strategy throughout the course of the year. And Section 6 is the capital programme, and it sets out expenditure against a mainstream programme of 9.2 million. There are a number of projects taking place over several years, and therefore the report recommends carrying forward 6.7 million. And then the report also shows that in-year expenditure of 5.7 million against the Towns Fund programme of totaling 27.8. And then finally, in terms of business rates retention, that's covered at section 7. And the table at 7.2 of the report sets out a draft surplus for the year of 1.2 million, which was largely taken into consideration when the MTFS was set for 23-24, and that there is an additional 0.2 million of windfall monies from the business rates pool, And again, it is proposed for this to be made available for allocation in line with the proposals within a forthcoming revised corporate plan. Section 8 covers risk management, and Appendix E is a schedule of the most significant corporate strategic risks facing the authority, together with measures being taken to manage the risks. That covers the key points within the report. Considering the economic conditions throughout the year, this is a positive outcome at a time when many authorities across the country will be facing significant overspends. Nevertheless, there are significant financial uncertainties and economic pressures facing ourselves and other local authorities as we look forward. And there are a number of recommendations set out at section 14 of the report for Cabinet to consider, with the main ones outlined during the presentation.
Thank you, Lisa. Any questions? No? Thank you. Can I move the recommendations at section 14 of the report? There are a number of them, so is that seconded? Yeah. Can we vote on those recommendations at section 14? That's carried. Thank you. That one. And I now move on to item 8. Which is the Corporate Plan and Leisure Performance Report, end of year. I think, Sean, you're just going to give us an overview of that.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. So in total, there were 129 indicators for the three corporate priorities last year, and one of these targets was deferred. So of the 128 live targets, 93.75 were green, 0.78 were amber, and 5.47 were red. If we were to take the approach of reporting all amber targets as red, it would give a year-end result of 93.75 in green and 6.25% in red status. Table 1 provides a breakdown of the number of targets in each category. Full performance information on all corporate indicators can be seen in Appendix 1. However, there is a summary shown at Table 2 within the report. Table 3 lists 7 targets which have been highlighted as off-target and 1 target which was highlighted as partially met, with an update for each of these provided. Table 4 details the targets which have been proposed for approval post-outturn of the 2022-23 results. Recommendations of this report, there's two of them. One's to consider performance at the end of the 22-23 financial year towards achieving the Council's corporate priorities and the leisure services contract. And the second is to agree the 23-24 targets for VFM 29C and VFM 01, which are detailed in Table 4, the latter in light of a relatively higher sickness rate within the environment team. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Any questions on the previous performance report? No, there are some recommendations. I suppose I've got to make a comment in a way that this wasn't our corporate plan performance, so I'm not going to be talking too much to it, although there are two. So to consider it, I think we've considered it. I think that's all we can do. And if I can just draw to your attention that recommendation 14.2, those two targets to be updated at the end of the outturn, that their reference number has changed, but in the new corporate plan, but they are in there, so they are sort of valid, if you like. So there's also an appendix in part B, which is the leisure performance. So if members are happy that we note that with and also approve those recommendations, then we won't need to move into part two. So is that all agreeable? Vote on that? Yes, that's agreeable. Thank you for that. I just have one other item that I overlooked at the start, that I've been asked to make an announcement for Cabinet for information purposes only regarding the accuracy of a minute from a previous meeting. That minute number was 288/22, and there were two lines left out of the recommendation. Councillor Allen has confirmed by email that he is happy that those minutes can be amended to be a true record. So that's just to note. Is that enough for you, Andrea? Yeah? Okay. Thank you all then. I can formally close this meeting. Thank you all for attending. Thank you, officers. Thank you, press.